Acceptable to thee, my rock and my redeemer. And all God's people said, Amen, Amen, Amen. I want you to open your Bibles and we are meditating from the Epistle of John, first chapter. John, first chapter. First John, first chapter. And verse 5. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you, God is light, in him there is no darkness at all. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you, God is light, in him there is no darkness at all. You know, this letter of John has been written almost about 2,000 years back, the first century. And John was the oldest person in the disciples. He lived for a long time. He died at the age of 120 years. But when he was 18, 90, he has written this letter. And he has written this letter to the Christians of the first century. Therefore, he has not addressed this letter to anybody. He has not addressed this letter to anybody. And we will not see this, that this letter is addressed to any church. And John is one of the disciples. One of the disciples, John, who was with Jesus from the beginning. Who was with Jesus. And John has seen, and when you read the Gospel of John, the letters of John, and when you read Revelation, he gives you very much inside of Jesus Christ for us to understand. And in this book, in this letter, there are two words constantly John hits. The two words which constantly he hits. He hits about Christ. He uses this word, very often he uses this word Christ. And he also uses the word Antichrist. Christ and Antichrist. Now, how many of you know the difference between Christ and Antichrist? Anybody knows? Right? You all know what is Christ and what is Antichrist. Christ is the Savior who died for us. Antichrist is the guy who takes our life. Okay? Antichrist is the guy who is against Christ. But here, now last week we have heard the message about the first four verses. And in the first four verses, if we have to be the witness for Jesus Christ, we need to have a testimony. Without testimony and without experience, we cannot be a disciple of Jesus, or we cannot be a witness for Jesus Christ. A person who follows Jesus always has a witness. A person who follows Jesus always has a witness. Now, for example, when the news people run after President Obama, they have so much to write in the newspapers. The reason they were present at the conference, they were present at the meeting, and they know what he was talking, and therefore they are witnesses for him. If you talk to God every day, if you walk with God every day, if you feel the presence of God in your life every day, you will be the first person to stand as a witness for God. Because you experience the fellowship of our living God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Unless and until we have that experience, never we will be witnesses for Jesus Christ. And the last commission, what God gave to us, what Jesus has proclaimed, is be my witnesses. And therefore, John brings it so good. He says, you know, I am a witness for Jesus Christ because I was with him. I touched him. I spoke to him. I felt his presence. And I know who is Jesus Christ, and I can recognize him very well. I can recognize him very well. Therefore, I am writing to you. I am writing to you. Now, when he says, I am writing to you, now here he used the first thing. This is the message we heard from Jesus. This is the message we heard from Christ. Now, this word Christ is a very powerful word in the Bible. Because in Matthew, when you see the angel comes and says, you shall name him Jesus. The meaning of Jesus is Savior, Yehoshua, Yeshua. The meaning of Jesus is Yeshua, Savior. But when you come to Luke, the entire thing is changed. It says you have a Savior whose name is Christ the Lord. Whose name is Christ the Lord. Now, when you have these two words together, Christ and Lord, you cannot separate these words because it is one person's name. It is one person. They are not two people. It's one person. That means the Trinity is spoken. The Trinity is spoken. And therefore, the angel has explained Christ, Messiah, HaMashiach. A person who has three portfolios. A person who takes care of three offices. That is the office of priest, office of king, and the office of a prophet. And all these things, all these three portfolios, Christ had in him. But no other person had these three things in him. Therefore, he's called HaMashiach. That means he is three in one person. But Mashiach, the word Mashiach means one person will have one portfolio. If Aaron is called, he is the priest. If David is called, he is only a king. He cannot perform the duty of Aaron. David cannot perform because it is entirely different. If Ezekiel is called or if Isaiah is called, they are the prophets. But Jesus was three in one. That's the reason his name is Christ, Messiah, who holds every office. And this is Jesus Christ. Not only that, when he says that Christ the Lord, Lord is Adonai, that means God. He talks about God. And therefore, John explains to us how the Trinity works in our life. And yesterday I was in the Bible study in the morning, and then we had a visitation. Then after that, I had one more prayer meeting. So as I was preaching, I was listening to people. I was trying to gauge how much they are in the Bible. How many of you believe in Trinity? Can you raise your hands? Hello, please listen to me and respond to my saying. How many of you believe in Trinity? Please raise your hands. Trithvam lopata yanta mandi namutaru chetulettandi. Trithvam. Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you. Now, how do you understand the Trinity in your life? We know that Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are three. And these three are one. These three are one. They are not separate. These three are one. Before also I explained, but let me explain to you very clearly. I'll give you an example. I will give you. Take a diamond, put it up, and draw a triangle, one side write Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now stand on the Father's side and look to the diamond. You will see the colors. You will see the colors because the sun rays is falling on that. You will see the colors. And go to the second side, sun side, and stand. Again, you see the colors coming out of the diamond. But you will not see the same colors coming out of the diamond. The colors are different. Now go to the Holy Spirit side and stand. And you will see the colors again. Now those colors are different from the first one and from the second one and from the third one. As you change the angle, the colors are changing, but the diamond is same. But the diamond is same. It is not a different diamond. It is the same diamond. So stand at Father's side and say, okay, these are the colors of the Father. Okay, these are the colors of the Son. Okay, these are the colors of the Holy Spirit. When you stand at the Father's side and say, okay, these are the duties of the Father. Okay, these are the qualities and the characters of the Father. Okay, these are the Holy Spirit. Okay, these three people, but they three are one. They are not separate. These three people are one. And Holy Spirit, now many people say that Holy Spirit is not a person. Is Holy Spirit a person? How many of you say yes? I want you to raise your hands because I don't want any doubts in you. Is Holy Spirit a person? If you say yes, raise your hands up. Okay, how many of you say the Holy Spirit is not a person? Because I see some hands not raised. So how many of you say that Parishuddhatma Manavudu Kadu? అని ఎంతమంది అంటారండి మనిషి కాదని ఈజ్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఆర్ నాట్ హీ ఈజ్ ఎ ఓకే బికాస్ దే ఆర్ సమ్ ఫ్యూ హ్యాండ్స్ సో లెట్ మీ టేక్ యూ టు ద వర్సెస్ అండ్ లెట్ మీ గివ్ యూ కన్ఫర్మేషన్ ఓకే అండ్ ఐ విల్ గివ్ యూ ద జెండర్ ఆల్సో లెట్స్ గో టు జాన్ Let's go to John chapter 16. John chapter 16 and verse 7. 16:7, and I want first to be read in Telugu. John chapter 16 and verse 7. Yoran Jadwandama. Telugu Lopata. ఎవరిని పంపుతున్నట్టు అంటే ఆయనను పంపుతున్నట్ట కదా, ఆయనను ఆమెను కాదు, ఎవరినట్ట ఆయనను పంపుతున్నట్ట. ఇన్ ఇంగ్లీష్ ఇట్స్ వెరీ గుడ్, యు నో, ఇన్ ఇంగ్లీష్ లెట్ మీ గో, యు నో, ఐ విల్ సెండ్ హిమ్ టు యూ, వెన్ హీ కమ్స్ హీ విల్ కన్విక్ట్ ద వరల్డ్ ఆఫ్ గిల్ట్. ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు గో అండ్ సెండ్ హిమ్ టు you. Now what gender is this? This is a masculine gender, and he is a man. Holy Spirit is in our form, and many people say that Holy Spirit, when we say that spirit means no, but read the Bible. And not only that, the Holy Spirit also has emotions, and therefore Paul writes that do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit. That means Holy Spirit also has emotions. The Holy Spirit knows how to work. There are Father, Son, and the Spirit. And these three are one. Now that's what the whole picture, what John wants to bring. No other gospel writer has brought this. But God has given John the revelation. And John is writing in his epistle and in his revelation and in the gospel, he brings the very strong point of Jesus Christ. And he says, let me tell you something. He is three in one, and the Father has sent him, and he has gone, and now we have the Holy Spirit. The person is present in us. And this person, Holy Spirit, who is present, he leads us. He leads us. He's with us. He leads us, he tells us, he convicts us. The meaning of conviction is not telling that you are convicted, you should go to jail. No, the meaning of conviction here is instruction, because he is the counselor. The word counselor is a very good word, because when you are in the school, you go to the counselor and tell him that I don't understand what's happening with me. And therefore, when you tell your story, the counselor listens so carefully and he suggests you. But he will not force you to do certain things. He will just suggest you and say that this is your weakness. And therefore, if you change your subjects and go to these subjects and pick up these subjects, you will be fine. And I think if you go in this direction, that will be good. That's what the meaning of the counselor, and that's what the meaning of the conviction. The Holy Spirit guides us and tells us what we should do in our life. Doing is up to us. God never forces us to do what you don't like. God never forces us to do what you don't like. నీకు ఇష్టం లేనటువంటి పని ఏది కూడా దేవుడు నిన్ను చేయమని అడగడు. నీకు ఇష్టం ఉన్నప్పుడే నీ ఇష్టానుసారంగానే లెట్ ఇట్ హ్యాపెన్. బట్ యు నీడ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ వాట్ గాడ్ లైక్స్ ఇన్ మీ. అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ జాన్ ఈస్ కమింగ్ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ మెసేజ్. వీ హ్యావ్ హర్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ హిమ్ అండ్ డిక్లేర్ టు యూ దట్ గాడ్ ఈజ్ లైట్ అండ్ ఇన్ హిమ్ దెర్ ఈస్ నో డార్క్నెస్. యు నో, వెన్ యూ లుక్ టు ద కాయిన్, వెన్ యూ లుక్ టు ద dollar coin, we have two sides. One side, when you see, you have head. When you flip it, it has tail. If the coin has two sides head, you take it to the McDonald's counter. Will you get a McDonald's? Two sides head. Will you get a McDonald's? You will not get a McDonald's. He'll say, give me another coin. All he's looking at, I want head and tail. I want head and tail. So as coin has two sides. Now, When Christ has come into this world, he has two qualities, two characters. The greatest character of God has been revealed to us, manifested in Jesus Christ. Number one, God is love. What is God? God is love. Now tell me, guess and tell me the second one. God is? One side, on the head side, God is love. What is on the tail side? Just forgive. Okay. On the one side, God is love. And the other side, God is faithful. Faith. Love and faith are the main characters of our God. Love and faith. You may not believe in yourself, but God believes in you. You may not believe yourself, but God believes you. Therefore, he says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you because I believe in you. I know your abilities. And I'm not seeing what is your past. I'm not seeing what is your present, but I know what is your future. God is love. On the other side, when you learn, you'll say, God is faithful. How does the faith work? How does the faith work? Many times when you ask people that what's happening, oh, I believe in myself. I don't believe in myself. I am a human. Anytime I can fall down. I am a human. Don't trust me. But when I trust a person, it is not that my faith which tells that I believe that person, but I believe that person because of his character. And when we look to the Lord, we believe in God because of his ability, because of his faithfulness. We believe in God. And that's what God wants us to trust him. You know, in the Bible, at one stage, Jesus was explaining a parable. A sower goes and sows, right? When sower is sowing, there is a parable. And at once, the disciples came to Jesus and said, why all the time you speak in parables? Why all the time you speak in parables? Because people, they don't understand why you speak in parables. And Jesus said, the knowledge of kingdom has been given to you to understand, not to them. What he says? The knowledge of kingdom has been given to you people, but not to those people. That means whosoever believeth on him, the knowledge of understanding has been given to them to understand the secrets, the mysteries of God. And you think that God wants to have a secret with us? How many of you think that God wants to have a secret? He wants to hide things from us. I don't think God wants to hide anything from us. The reason, I will tell you. Newly wedded couple is here. You know, just a few months back, they got married. And not even 1 year. Just a few months back, they got married. If Prem is having some secrets from his wife, or if wife is having some secrets from Prem, you think their trust will build? Their trust will not build. They will not trust each other. There is no faith. The relationship is broken. But when they are open to each other, the faith is built. And the family is built. That's the same thing with our God. The relationship between God and us is bride and the bridegroom. God doesn't want to have any secrets from him. God doesn't want any secrets. The reason why God wants to open all his secrets, because he wants us to trust him more than anybody. Can you say amen? You may not trust your wife, you may not trust your husband, but God says that I don't have any secrets with you. Trust in me. And God doesn't keep any secrets from us. You ask and it shall be given to you. You seek and you will find it. You knock the door and the door shall be opened to you. Nothing from you will be hidden. But when you have a heart to search the Lord, you will know everything in your life. And therefore, John says, you know, he has come into this world and this is what we heard. What you heard, John? What you heard? Oh, he's light. What is he? He is light. What is the meaning of light? The meaning of light is revelation. The meaning of light is revelation. The meaning of light is manifestation. There is nothing hidden. There is nothing hidden. Everything is open. You know, try to go to some unknown place in an unknown room and somebody is saying that, okay, go into that room, there is a bottle, you can have water from there. But that room is pitch dark. You think you'll find the water? First step, you are down. You're fallen down. Because you don't know what is there. Right? You get hurt and you are on the floor. You're trying to get up. As soon as you get up, something hits you on your head. You don't know what is in this room. But as soon as you turn on the light, you can tell where the water bottle is. Where the water bottle is. As soon as Jesus had come, the light has come into this world. And everything what we do is manifested. Everything has been revealed to us. Because he has come so that we may understand the heart of God in our life. We may understand the secrets of God. We may understand the heart of God so that we will do what God wants us in our life to do. Jesus said, I have come into this world to show you what you are. I have come into your life to show you what you are, what I am. You know, till we don't accept Christ in our life, till we don't come into the presence of life, no one understands what is sin and what is righteousness. We think that everything is fine. So we would love to cheat people, we would love to deceive people, we would love to say lies. We would love to do anything what we want in our life. Whatever gives pleasure, we would love to do it. But once you come into the presence of God, once you come into the presence of God, once you stand at the cross of Calvary, and once you say that, Lord, I give myself to you, then your conscience starts working. Next time, the work what you have done in the previous years, previous days, if you have to do that work, you will be thinking 10 times because your conscience is hitting you all the time because the light has come into you to reveal what you are and your conscience starts working in you. That's what God tells us. That's what God reveals to us. God tells us what we are, who we are, how we are, what we need to do, what we are not supposed to do. Once we come into the presence of God, it happens. You know, Gospel of John, when you go, he, in his opening statement, in the first chapter, he says, the light has come. The people who were sitting in the darkness have seen the light. That is his opening statement in John Gospel chapter 1. The light has come And the people who were sitting in the darkness have seen the light. You go to the third chapter. When you go to the third chapter, the verdict is a little different. And in the third chapter, now when he gives the statement, he gives like this. This is the verdict. Let's go to Jam chapter 3. Yohanu Suvartha 3rd adhyayam. John chapter 3, and I am reading from verse 19. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. The light has come into the world. This is the verdict. The verdict is always delivered by the judge. In other words, he says, this is the opinion of the judge. This is the opinion of the judge. The light has come. The manifested has been made. He has told you. He has shown you what you are. But we reject. We reject this light. We reject this light because people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Their deeds were evil. And John says, I have heard from him saying that he is light. And therefore, he gives the whole testimony. When you read the chapter, first chapter, he says, he is the light. If you are walking in the light with him, then you have a fellowship with him. You have a fellowship with him. I have a fellowship with him. The meaning of fellowship is partnering. It's not being in the fellowship. It's not sitting with him. The meaning of that word fellowship is partnering. That means you are actively participating with Jesus Christ. That means you are equally yoked with him. When he walks, you walk. When he stands, you stand. When he talks, you listen. When you talk, he listens. That's the fellowship, what John is explaining to us. When he's doing, we are also doing. When he's working, we are working. He says the light has come. But people love darkness more than light because they were not interested. When they are not interested, they have rejected him. When they rejected him, they say that, okay, Jesus, you are walking. I don't want to walk. Let me sit. And our lives, by doing this, our lives become stagnant. You must understand the word stagnant. When the water becomes stagnant, it becomes a breeding place for mosquitoes. It becomes a place for diseases. And that disease is a contagious disease. When we don't participate, when we don't actively involve ourselves, we don't have fellowship with Jesus Christ. If you say that I have fellowship with him and still walk in the darkness, we deceive ourselves. We deceive ourselves because the truth is not in us. The truth is not in us. And therefore he urges and says that if you come to him and confess, he has two qualities, but you have to do one thing. Only one thing we have to do. What he says, if you come and confess, he is faithful and just. This is all from 1 John I'm talking about. 1 John, first chapter I'm talking. As is in the Bible. The light has come so that you may understand what you are. But if you love the darkness, that means you love to live in the darkness. But if you love Jesus, you will have fellowship. When you have fellowship, you will do what he's doing. You will say what he's saying. You will listen to him and pay attention to him, and you will be active. You know, many times when I say that I am not feeling well, the very first questions my daughters or my well-wishers, they say, Pastor, are you going to gym? What does the gym do? It makes me active. Right? It makes me active and good, in a good health. And whenever I go to gym, I feel good, active. When we don't involve ourselves and when we don't participate with Jesus Christ, when we don't have fellowship with him, we are shrinking. We are going down. We are going down. Now, let me tell you something. There is a difference between regeneration and salvation. There is a difference between regeneration and salvation. The moment you take baptism, you are regenerated, but you have not been saved. You have not been saved. The moment you take baptism, you are regenerated in Jesus Christ. The salvation comes only through Jesus Christ. When you take baptism, that you have accepted and you say that Jesus come into my life. That is your baptism. That is the activeness of your baptism. You are inviting Jesus to come into you. And it is by grace of God. God puts Jesus in our life. But once Jesus comes, he brings the salvation in our life. Once Jesus comes, he brings the salvation. And we think that, believers, we think that cross is everything for us. Cross is the means of our salvation, but it is not everything for us. Cross is the means of salvation, but the whole thing is God said, I am holy, therefore you must be holy. I am holy, therefore you must be holy. When you stand at the cross and give yourself and invite Jesus Christ, as soon as Jesus comes into your life, he makes you to turn and see the throne of God. He makes you to see the throne of God. Now your journey starts from the cross to the throne of God. It's a journey. And during this journey, the word sanctification is used. The word sanctification is used, and the sanctification is the work of the Holy Spirit. If we are regenerated, we need to allow our Savior to take us to the salvation. Therefore, Jesus very clearly said to Nicodemus, Nicodemus, unless and until a man is born, he will not see the kingdom of God. John chapter 3. What he says? Nicodemus. Nicodemo. Oka manishi tirigi janminstene kani devuni rajyamunu chudadu ani cheppindi. Again he used it and he says, unless and until a man is born with water and spirit, he will never enter into the kingdom of God. Do you want to enter into the kingdom of God, or you just want to see the kingdom of God? What do you want to do? Huh? Praise the Lord. If you have to enter into the kingdom of God, don't deceive yourself by saying that I have fellowship with him but want to walk in the darkness. God is light. In him there is no darkness. And when we come into him, his presence, and say that, Lord, please take this darkness from me, he will take us to the salvation point. He will bless us, and we will be a blessing to people. Ask God what you lack. Ask God what you lack. Ask him. Ask him. Because it is everyday fight, every moment fight. We have to struggle in our life to understand the pattern of God. Trust in him. He is faithful and true. He will take us through every storm. Yesterday I was talking to Pat. She was with me whole day. And I said, Pat, I used to think that I was hit by a storm. But whenever I pray, I see that I am in the storm. And my life and me, I will never come out of the storm till my death. Because my life is in the storm. In the storm, I have a Savior. The Savior who will not leave me nor forsake me. A Savior who will walk with me and talk with me and explain to me and discipline me. A Savior, whenever I cry, he will pick me up, but still I am in the storm. Because my life is dedicated to God. And only when I am in the storm, he is with me. Before the storm hits, it will hit my Savior. And he's there to save me. He's there to walk with me. He's there to take me to my destiny. My friends, wherever you are, whatever you are, don't be overconfident. Don't trust in yourself, but put your trust in your Savior. He is light. He can reveal what you have in you, what he wants you to be. And not only that, he will manifest, he will tell you what is good in your life. So today, it's my prayer. It's my prayer. Just speak to the Lord and say that, Lord, what is my weakness? I'm ready to give to you. Because I would like to have fellowship with you. I would love to talk to you. I would love to listen to you. And I would love to work with you. Jesus said, I look to my Father and I do what my Father is doing. I look to my Father and I do what my Father is doing. And if you look at me, no one has seen the Father except the Son. And if you look at me, you will know what my Father is doing. And if we are fellowship with God, when people look at us, they themselves will say that these people are true Christians. These people understand their Savior who died for them. Let's close our eyes and let's look to the Lord. I want every eye to be closed. I want you to ask yourself, ask yourself a simple question. Do I have fellowship with God? am I walking in the light? Or do I say that I have fellowship with him, but still, if I am walking in the darkness, I deceive myself. And this evening, it's our prayer that, Lord, please search me and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. There are many wicked ways in me, O Lord. Take those things away from me. Nannu parikshinchi parishilinchumu. Nalo unna prati ayasakaramainatuvanti margamunu teesivey prabhuva. Nuvvu velugu kanaka nenu velugulo jeevinchadaniki sahayam naku anugrahinchu. Nalo unna prati cheekatini toliginchu tandri. నాలో ఉన్న ప్రతి బలహీనతను తొలగించు ప్రభువా. నాలో ఉన్న ప్రతి పాపమును తొలగించు తండ్రి. ఈ సాయంత్ర సమయమున ప్రభువా, మా కొరకు చేసిన గొప్ప త్యాగం కొరకు వందనములు తండ్రి. థ్యాంక్ అండ్ ప్రైజ్ యువర్ లార్డ్ ఫర్ ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ సాక్రిఫైస్ టునైట్. I just come and bow and submit myself to you. My friends, if you say that, Pastor, I would like to rededicate and tell that I love to have fellowship with God, not with anybody. I love to do what He wants me to do. I love to listen to Him. I love to walk with Him. I love to talk with Him. I just allow Him in my heart. I submit. Let Him be my Master and my God. If you say, I just want to pray for you, just raise your hands wherever you are. I just want to pray for you. Just raise your hands up so that I can see you. Father, we come to your presence and give you thanks. We thank and praise you for all your blessings in our life. Thank you for the word of God, O Lord. Indeed, O Father, you have come into this world so that we may have life and life abundance. You are the light, Father. Thank you for the light which has shined upon us to reveal our weaknesses, to tell us what we need from you. We thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for your feeble voice. We thank you for your gentle touch. We thank and praise you, Father, for every good thing what you have done for us. We thank and praise you. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. The Lord's table is